You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. Michigan called on the National Guard to test all of its state prisons. It's one of the first states in the country to do widespread coronavirus testing in prisons, which have become hotspots. Last week, the National Guard started by testing all 7,500 prisoners in the Upper Peninsula. IPR's Taylor Wisner has more.
On March 23rd, the first Michigan prisoner tested positive for COVID-19. They were held at the Kinross Correctional Facility in Chippewa County. The inmate went to the hospital for a different condition and later tested positive for the virus. While there wasn't much threat of them spreading the virus, it immediately concerned David John, the president and CEO of War Memorial Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie. His hospital is 20 minutes away from two prisons that house about 4,000 inmates.
You know, 80% of the people that have the virus are asymptomatic or have very little symptoms. Some positive prisoners up there, we better check the rest of them.
John says his hospital has 6 ICU beds and 11 ventilators. And during the coronavirus pandemic, he's already lost several nurses. They were forced to work at a hospital closer to their home in Canada when the border tightened.
If you had, you know, a good number of prisoners that needed hospitalization, that would overwhelm us pretty quickly.
COVID-19 cases have skyrocketed in prisons across the country over the last few weeks. As of Thursday, in Michigan prisons, more than 2,000 are infected and 56 have lost their lives. Chris Gouts is a spokesperson for the Michigan Department of Corrections. He says by early to mid-April, the department realized there was an urgent need for widespread testing.
A day can make a difference. And so we have had cases literally where a prisoner feels fine one day, sometimes feels fine up until just a few minutes before, you know, they're gasping for breath. And so it's very important for us to know because how contagious this virus is and how quickly it can move and spread and attack, that we need to know exactly who's positive and who's negative.
By then, MDOC already knew about 2 cases at 2 of its 6 prisons in the UP. They had stopped most transfers and enforced strict social distancing. And if an outbreak spread, they had a plan to move infected UP prisoners to facilities set up for medical isolation.
We have the capacity that we need, and if we need to move prisoners downstate, we've established there's 4 different housing units that just house positive prisoners.
But they didn't have the manpower to get all that testing done until they heard from the National Guard, a team located in the UP trained in medical testing, put on protective gear, and was ready to volunteer. The guards also worked fast. They were able to test an entire facility in a day, almost 4 times faster than MDOC could. They work in 15 teams of 3 to test inmates. A National Guard medic takes a nasal swab. It's logged by another guard, while a third supervises, making sure all PPE is worn and properly sanitized. Later, an MDOC courier drives the materials over the Mackinac Bridge down to Grand Rapids, where the samples are tested in the lab. Gout says all the testing of prisoners in the UP should cost the MDOC almost $400,000. There are just a few tests still pending, but so far they haven't found any more positive cases besides the 2 they were already aware of. Still, Gout says it was worth it for their own coronavirus response, but also for the community's peace of mind.
And I think that there'll be some great comfort coming from knowing.
Gout says the National Guard and the MDOC did such a good job in the UP, they hope to test the rest of the state's prisons by next week. For IPR News, I'm Taylor Wisner.